Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Second Chance Lifestyle Show.
But Donna, she did come in at 16.
Real.
We like to support each other by charging vaguely around the same amount of money.
Totally.
Now, reaching out to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada, it's Ken and Lisa. Oh,
hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
We're back, 2015.
Oh, I thought it was 2014.
Yeah, and welcome to the Second Chance Lifestyle Show.
A show that's done for you. And only you, but no one else.
Yeah. So I'm Lisa. I'm a registered clinical hypnotherapist.
And we have His Highness Ken. I am a what am I?
I don't know what you mean.
A legal process outsourcer.
Okay.
Sorry, it's Sunday, so I'm just a bit under the weather.
So yeah. So welcome back, everyone. First show of 2015. Hope everyone had a nice Christmas. Nice holiday, New Year's, new start for the new year.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, everyone, I hope you had a great new year. I think you just said that.
Yeah.
Hope you had a great new year. Well, I'll just repeat myself again.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say that's new?
Well, I just hope they have an awesome new year and beginning of a great year. I think that's four times.
Yes.
So, everyone, yeah, thanks for tuning in to us. This is the first show of 2015.
It's
I feel like a parrot.
It's like a parrot. Usually, you're not tongue-tied. Yeah.
And
this being the first show of 2015, I thought I would do a topic on diet, foods, what we eat. Since, you know, everyone's probably hitting the gym and trying to go on their diet to lose weight. So maybe I'll talk about a little what I've been going through, and this will relate to our topic.
What have you went through? Before you continue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We must give the proper tribute to Her Majesty. The greatest country on earth, England.
About what I've been doing.
What have you been doing?
Yeah, so since starting in the summer, I've been dealing with these horrible allergies. You know, I thought, oh, maybe it's seasonal allergies, sneezing, congestion. So they didn't go away in October. I went to see a naturopath.
Naturopath doctor.
Yes, and we tried been doing acupuncture. It seems to be helping. And then I had blood tests done to see if there's, you know, nothing, anything in the environment. No, I'm not allergic to anything in the environment. Cat hair, dander, nothing.
Well, it must be allergic to something.
Yeah, and so went back in again, and I found out I have something called leaky gut.
Leaky gut.
Yeah, so I'll explain a little bit.
What exactly is a leaky gut? Is that a stomach that's not solid, or what is leaky gut?
Basically, this is how it works. Yeah, where is it? Oh. So it basically affects the lining of your intestines. Theory is, by the way, leaky gut is mainly only recognized in the natural community, like naturopathic medicine. Most GPs, medical doctors don't recognize it. Some may, but anyway, but it's a real syndrome. Affects the lining of the intestines. And the theory of it is, it's also called increased intestinal permeability, result of damage to the intestinal lining, making it less able to protect the internal environment, as well as filter needed nutrients and other biological substances. So what happens is some bacteria and toxins and or incompletely digested proteins and fats and waste normally be absorbed may leak out into the intestines and into the bloodstream. This triggers autoimmune reaction. It could also lead to gastrointestinal problems such as bloating, gas, cramps, fatigue, food sensitivities, joint pain, rashes, and it goes on and on. So basically the reason why I was getting all these allergies, food allergies, is my gut. It's been, say, ruined. It's in bad, it needs help, basically.
Do you mind if I translate for the people listening?
You can translate.
Essentially, your intestine has little things called, I think he said villi.
Yeah, it's kind of like a net.
Yeah, little, they look like fingers.
Yes.
And these fingers are supposed to have, like, I think he said hair-like surface.
Yes.
So if these little fingers, as you will, no longer have the
hair on
the hair on the surface, you cannot properly absorb the nutrients.
Nutrients.
Hence the stuff, the nutrients and et cetera, other items, leaks out into your system.
Including waste and everything. So everything's going through that. And so I was having rashes, basically, like, your skin is doing the work that your liver should be doing, and all this stuff is, you know, out of order.
Essentially, your system's overloaded, and your liver's working overtime.
Yeah. And so it happened that, so yeah, that's what he told me, and it was near Christmas, so he's like, oh, we're not going to try doing a special diet until the new year. I was like, okay. A couple days later, I felt sick, I felt horrible. I gotta do something. So what I did was I did my research online, cut out wheat. Next day I felt better. I didn't feel like crap.
What does wheat have to do with leaky gut?
All right. So there's no way we should go back to what causes leaky gut. So there's many things in your environment, chronic inflammation. And so we'll talk more. Gluten, which is found in wheat.
Gluten, yeah.
It inflames your body. And so what that means is, so, and it'll go where you're weak. So if you're prone to allergies, it'll go there. If you're prone to diabetes.
So in English, again, let's translate for the group.
Yeah.
Is the gluten itself, once it's in your system, it will go to whatever portion in your body that's vulnerable or that you're predisposed to. Perhaps you're predisposed, you know, maybe diabetes or what's the other one?
MS.
And multiple sclerosis.
Even stuff, mental health issues. It could be schizophrenia, bipolar disorder.
I remember the schizophrenia he said.
ADHD. It's a really big one. You know, all the kids are on these drugs. I think it was 10% of kids get diagnosed with ADHD. Now it's recommended right away change your diet. It's improving results.
Yeah, so bottom line is, in simple terms, this gluten, I guess we can say, causes leaky gut.
Possible gluten and also GMOs,
genetically
modified foods.
GMOs, etc.
So I'm going to talk about what is, because we're talking about gluten.
Oh, we should get the number if you want to give us a jingle.
Where are we?
If you want to give us a jingle, 516-595-8091.
Yes. So, backtrack to me. So yeah, the main culprit part of it was probably gluten. Cutting that out has helped me. But it's not something you should take lightly. Once you cut it out, it's easy.
How are these people, how are they going to cut out gluten? I mean, I guess if you don't eat bread, I mean, you're fine.
Breads. Eating bread, baked goods, soups, pastas. Even in the, so you have to really, in beer.
Wait, beer? Now we got a problem here.
Yeah, but there is gluten-free beer, and there's a gluten-free soy sauce, so there is alternatives. Maybe did you want to talk about what you've been eating lately?
Oh, I mean, I've been eating, I've been going gluten free as well, and it's given me loads amount of energy.
Yeah, so, because you don't have any health issues really, so why did you decide to go gluten free?
Well, you said it was a good idea, so I
Well,
did
yeah, so listen to what
it.
I say.
At times. Yeah, so essentially, if you want to go gluten free, you have to eliminate everything in your diet that contains obviously gluten,
Yes.
but more importantly, wheat.
Yes, wheat. So, and wheat, by the way, it's changed in the last 60, 50, 60 years.
He said in the 1960s they changed wheat, a bunch of genetic
Yes.
engineering.
Oh, by the way, where we got all this information was from a seminar I watched on YouTube by a naturopathic doctor in the U.S., originally from the Netherlands. I'll give
It's
you
called The
his.
Truth About Gluten.
Yeah, if you go to The Truth About
Yeah.
Gluten, and you can follow him, it's called D like dog, D like bark, C like Canada, DBC, Natural Health.
Yeah, so you go to
Yeah.
YouTube, and if you actually search The Truth About Gluten, you'll see DBC Natural Health.
That's the name of the company, yeah. And so it's a great seminar he did. He has other seminars on there, but that's the one I showed you, and I was like, it was very good because he has all the science and the data there. So, we talk about a couple things.
Wait a minute, what about these people that run and buy like McDonald's and fucking Burger King and Subway and
Well, there's many issues there with the gluten, and we're talking about GMOs. So your body's totally inflamed. You're eating GMOs, which are, and science is proving it's not good to have chemicals in your body, and that's what it is, eating GMOs.
but why would people in their right mind eat this stuff knowing it could poison them?
But not really, no. They're eating it. Oh, okay, it tastes good, or your body thinks it tastes good. But I think once you if you do change your diet, overhaul your diet, eventually you're not going to want that food. You're eating so clean. So, yeah, a lot of people don't realize this. And I'm going to talk about some reasons why gluten's bad for you. So, I'm sure people have heard of celiac disease.
Celiac
Yes,
disease, yeah.
celiac. It's on the rise. And most people remain undiagnosed. Basically, gluten's a protein composite found in several types of grains: wheat, spelt, rye, barley. And gluten consists of two proteins. I can say that. Gilead and gluten.
Gliadin,
The part
gluten,
that people
gluten, yeah.
react negative to it. Basically, well, gluten is the first part of the word, glue.
Yeah.
Spreads and stuff. It makes stuff nice and soft, like dough pita dough.
So when you buy those cookies, pop them in the oven, and they're nice and firm. That's they're firm because of the gluten,
Or
literally.
chew, well, firm but also chewy and soft.
Yeah, chewy, so that's because of the gluten.
Yes.
But that gluten is virtually indestructible, so it's
Yeah.
really, really hard on the body, actually. And gluten is known to retain water.
And so
And
what, yeah, go ahead.
that's why when you retain water, and you retain water, your blood pressure.
Basically what happens when the gluten reaches your digestive tract, it's exposed to the cells of the immune system, and they mistakenly believe it's coming from a foreign invader, like bacteria. So even people who don't have celiac disease, like in my case, they felt like, oh my God, what's going on? We're going to attack this. And so wherever you're predisposed in your body, that's where gluten will go. Skin
So,
issues, acne, MS.
somebody's saying it's the
Yeah.
antibodies that attack gluten.
Yes.
They are the ones that actually go to whatever disorder you're predisposed to. Even if you're predisposed to cardiovascular disease, in your family, the gluten will actually find that, locate that, and
Okay.
then
Yeah.
you may have a bigger problem
You think you attack your
with your heart.
stomach? You think you attack your stomach necessarily? Sometimes it does, but it goes somewhere else. It could be your brain. It could be
Yeah,
bloodstream.
he said brain fog.
Yeah, I've experienced that brain fog and fatigue.
Actually, where are the symptoms of gluten? In case people, I'm sure people want to know the symptoms of gluten.
What do you mean, symptoms of gluten?
The symptoms of consuming gluten, like how it makes you feel.
Oh, I can tell you.
It's not listed here.
No, but I can tell you. I know, because I know this topic. Nausea,
Nausea,
bloating,
bloating.
fatigue, headaches, different rashes, many of those things, depression, anxiety. So things that you wouldn't think are symptoms of it. And to really get treated, you have to see it. I always recommend seeing an naturopathic doctor. They know about this stuff. It's taken me months. I started seeing a naturopathic doctor in October, and it just it takes time. You know, it's kind of like building up, like solving a mystery. Okay, this doesn't work. Okay, do this test. Okay, what? Okay, and then they'll have you do an elimination diet.
Oh.
So you take out foods and what's causing. So,
oh, have you seen the doctor?
Doctor Who. Yeah. And so. Yeah, so celiac disease is the most severe form of gluten sensitivity. These aren't separate conditions. It's a continuum, like I learned in his video. Mm. Gluten sensitivity, gluten allergies, gluten intolerance, to a full-blown celiac disease. But yeah, if you don't change your diet and you're starting to get some of these symptoms, then potentially it could go, if you live long enough and abuse your body enough, can go to celiac disease.
So the bottom line is, if you eliminate gluten from your body, your overall health could and likely will improve.
Yes.
Whether you have gluten sensitivity,
yeah,
or celiac disease,
yeah,
or not.
Well, I want to mention also, so we're not doctors, so we're not advising you to do anything. This is just.
It's not medical advice.
This is just actually knowledge and wisdom I've gained, what I'm dealing with, and it might help someone. So yeah. Okay, so.
Who else can we talk, discuss gluten here?
Okay, so what have you noticed since you, because you've never, I just told you about why to go gluten-free, what have you noticed?
I've noticed I have much more energy. I never had brain fog per se, but I noticed that I can think even, clearer now.
Yeah, because you didn't really have any health issues.
And I lost fucking 11 pounds.
Oh.
Just changing diet. No, I'm 195, so I was 212. That's 195, 205. What is that, 210? How many pounds is that from 195 to 212? That's 13 pounds.
Mm.
Oh, I guess I cannot count.
Yeah, that's great. So, no, your intention wasn't to lose weight, but just you feel healthier. You feel more energy?
Today, mind you, a bit under the weather.
Right,
Nothing to do with gluten, though. Just
yeah.
Didn't get much rest, so.
So, actually, also, gluten sensitivity is more common than people know. You don't have to have full-blown celiac disease. Like I mentioned, the continuum of different symptoms of like gluten sensitivity, allergies. Another disorder is called gluten sensitivity. So although there's no clear definition of gluten sensitivity, it basically means having some sort of adverse reaction to gluten and improvement in symptoms on a gluten-free diet.
Okay, I got a simple question. It's not simple. If people know, or let's say people find out how bad this gluten is, how easy will it be for them to go gluten-free?
Well, first there's people may feel a little overwhelmed. I was a little overwhelmed. So there's more things I had to cut out, but I'll talk about that later. But you should have also a good support team when you see naturopaths. They should be giving you support, resources. So even if you have to overhaul your whole kitchen, pantry, fridge.
Well, you got the entire icebox you have to change.
You have to look through everything and start reading labels. Everything pretty much has flour, wheat. So you have to look through everything. Because now you're going to have to, and don't be pining people like, oh, all these prepackaged gluten-free foods. It's fine for a treat once in a while. It's still junk food.
Junk is junk.
Yeah, so you're going to have to overhaul your lifestyle if you're not ready eating pretty healthy.
But
shop on the perimeter of your grocery store. If you can, organic fruits and veggies, organic meats, nuts, seeds. And you're going to have to start cooking at home. You're going to have to use that kitchen.
You know, some of these bears can't even fry an egg, so what do you recommend?
Start small.
But if they cannot even cook?
Well, no one's going to make it for them unless they have someone to make it for them. You start small, like I was using, well, I can't do it anymore. I was making grain-free pancakes. Here's a simple one, ladies. 2 eggs, 1 banana. Mash the banana with a fork. with fags put together, and you, there's your pancakes. And
but
you,
these guys with the Rugrats and no hubby or, you know, boyfriend around, and raising, you know, Rugrats on their own, they likely say they don't have the time.
That's not true. I know lots of moms who actually cook at home because they have to, because everyone in the family has food issues. It's really, you know, the new year, I can't tell anyone what to do. I'm just giving you information and knowledge if you want to apply it. But I'm saying there's so many good, even Facebook, there's a lot of good groups, support groups are going gluten-free. There's tons and tons of resources. There's tons of good recipes. Tons.
I think we need to emphasize the seriousness of gluten and what it does to the body.
Well, yeah, I was going to talk more about this.
Because telling them different data about the protein, et cetera, most people who don't have a background in science, you know, they're going to go in one ear out the other. But if we present it in a way that they can relate to.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. One of the other symptoms you know that from gluten is, so I said bloating, diarrhea, joint problems, pain.
Joint pain.
Yeah.
Arthritis. I guess that's...
Yeah. Okay, and then next one. All right, so yeah, gluten may cause adverse effects in people who don't have gluten sensitivity. Because you're eating a big bread.
Yeah.
So yeah, studies have shown that gluten can cause inflammation in the intestine and degenerated intestinal lining. It can have negative effects on the intestine. And that's what leaking, you know, substances through your gut, which you don't want to.
But also with the irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, so people heard about IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. It's so common. Lots of people have it. It's gluten, and it's amazing. Like, the studies say that you'll improve. See, 40% of the U.S. population has IBS. Many brain disorders. Here we go.
Schizophrenia, bipolar
disorder, Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah. Alzheimer's, yeah. And they just try to put you on a pill.
Yes. But no, but studies show that going gluten-free, hey, what harm can it do? It's natural. You're cutting just something out of your diet. You're not taking another pill. See if it works. But give it time, though. And you might, some people have gluten withdrawal. You have, let's just say, give it a couple of weeks, right, at least.
So bottom line, anything involving wheat.
Yeah, oh, here we go. Yeah, so autism is a big one. ADHD, big one with kids. Cut out, not only do you cut out the sugar, cut out the gluten, because gluten turns into sugar.
Oh. Really? Oh.
Yes. When you eat a bowl of pasta, that's a lot of sugar. Some bread, that's a lot of sugar.
What about this glass of wine I have here?
No, it's some sugar from the grapes, but,
Oh.
But, yeah. What else? It says epilepsy here, too. Bottom line, several disorders of the brain respond well to a gluten-free diet. Autism, schizophrenia, we talked about that.
I'm reading from authoritynutrition.com, by the way.
Yes. What else? Like, sugar weak can be addictive, so you may have some withdrawal symptoms, but you can get through that, those symptoms. You're going to feel amazing after. People crave bread or donuts. And gluten is associated with autoimmune diseases. Autoimmune diseases are caused by the immune system attacking things that are found naturally in the body.
Sounds to me.
Like MS, diabetes. So on this website, they recommend eliminate gluten for 30 days. Well, you should also listen to your body, too. When you take it out, you'll notice changes in your body, and you're like, everything's different, right?
Some of these people don't even know how to open a tin of beans. So how are they going to know about gluten, though?
Well, I'm talking about now, and if you'd like to know more, you know...
But I still think we should emphasize the seriousness of what gluten can do to the body there. And that may cause more people to...
Well, we're eating gluten. So the wheat, back to that, when the wheat changed, became genetically modified. Wheat used to be high, taller, I don't know.
Yeah, he was very tall.
4 foot or, I don't know, whatever, it was tall. But now it's short and stubby. So they changed the chromosome. It's genetically modified. It's not just organic. Still genetically modified, but organic, they just don't put pesticides. So you're eating it so harsh on the body, so your body is inflamed all the time. So imagine what that's doing to your body. You're eating that stuff. What's doing to your brain? What's it doing to your bloodstream? Doing to your joints? As I talked about, the gluten will go where you're weak. Not you're weak, but you're genetically weak. Everyone's weak.
The bottom line is the gluten also increases, contributes to obesity. But one thing we also should mention is not only the gluten, people who decide to go gluten-free, some of these products are overloaded with sugar.
Yeah, because I belong to actually a lot of different Facebook groups about gluten-free and leaky gut. People are always posting packages of, like, are these chips okay? Is that okay? Folks, they're still junk food. Moderation's okay. Like, once in a while, you should normally recommend 85% of the time you're eating healthy, real food.
If you want to snack on something, snack on grapes or carrot sticks or celery.
What they say, if your great-great or great-grandmother does not recognize that product or would not recognize it, don't eat it. It's not like if it comes in a box or a package, no.
No.
But if you're talking about everyday eating, yeah, once in a while, birthdays and stuff like that.
No, but the argument that could be, that means it's safe to eat lard then, because great grandma would recognize, lard.
She didn't eat lard; she cooked with it. But back in those days, like I used, for example, coconut oil. I don't think they had coconut oil then; it was popular.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't know if we can necessarily say if your great grandmama recognizes it, then use it, because she recognized lard.
My grandmother didn't use lard. Actually, my grandmother used butter, and she lived a long time. The point is, shop at the perimeter of your grocery store. Things that you have to cook at home. Nothing that comes in a box or a package.
In simple terms, eat lots of fresh veggies.
Vegetables. Like what I'm doing, like weekends.
Organic.
And lots of stuff you can make. There's lots of different recipes. Soups. You want to do different casseroles. And even the alternative for, if you have pasta, there's grain-free pasta, quinoa. Like.
You got to read the labels, people. You have to read those labels.
And when you do your research, there's great lot of alternatives. Deep. So it's a new journey. Once you start doing this, it's really exciting.
Well, since you're also a nutritionist,
I'm also a nutritionist, yes.
You're a nutritionist. These people can write to you and ask questions.
Yeah, send us a message, or if you want to come see me, call me if you're in the local area.
And
I recommend people now who come to see me for hypnosis, from everything from anorexia to mental health disorders to weight. I also recommend talk about gluten-free. And I recommend seeing a naturopath, because you can't do this alone. You need a support system. Naturopath does homeopathy, acupuncture, different natural stuff. You need support.
But more importantly, you also have to want to change.
Well, but you need no one's going to hold your hand. Even if you see your doctor, they're just going to give you the info. And then you do what you want with it.
A lot of people need their hand held, though.
Well, then they won't change, right?
Well, it's like what you said earlier about a support network. That's kind of hand-holding, but...
Not really, because if I go on the naturopath, there's also acupuncture. Support in the sense of there's resources there if the person wants them.
No, but they also should get support maybe of the family. If they,
I'm saying the family doesn't help you, another support is on Facebook. There's different groups to get ideas about, recipes and foods you should eat or not eat. Because a lot of times there's not really many people eating the way you are, or much support. And, by the way, eating out pretty much is almost out, unless you're really careful what you eat. They like to hide things in sauces and stuff like that. So.
What do you mean? Like what?
Well, for example, soy sauce. Although you can get gluten-free soy sauce. I was actually at a Japanese restaurant on Friday. They did have a little bottle of gluten-free soy sauce, and I had... wild salmon sashimi.
Oh.
I'm going beyond gluten-free. I've cut out corn.
Yeah, you're on this paleo...
Well, there's something called... You can research... There's so many different things right now. It's called paleo diet. It's eating how the cave people eat. Basically no grains. You're just eating meat, fruit, veggies, seeds, nuts.
Caveman diet.
So, because I've cut out rice, I cut out dairy, I've cut out eggs. So, I'm going beyond gluten-free. But if a people... Do your research and go see a naturopath.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you really, again, give us a jingle, 516-595-8091.
Yeah. I think the more people that someone wants to go to for help, I totally recommend it. I tell clients, go see an acupuncturist when they see me, go see a naturopath, go see an RMT, massage therapist.
It should.
It should, because it's all multifaceted. They call it functional medicine now. So it's about emotional health, spiritual health, physical health, you know, and it's all. But you're the person that has to make that work.
And I wouldn't worry about the cost as much, people, because, you know, in the end, what
I see that too, yeah. Organic expenses, and not because you're cooking everything from scratch.
But no, I was going to say, what price tag can you put on good health?
Yeah, I would say, like, I personally can't put a price on my good health. And I find it works out cheaper, especially if you're buying real food, naturally gluten-free. You're not buying a lot of packaged boxes. That's expensive.
Oh,
so,
that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah. So I hope that I shared some light on gluten-free and how it can really help you, mostly pretty much anyone. It can help anyone.
If you want to make a change, people.
And it's great, oh, by the way, like for if you want to lose weight, cut out gluten.
Totally.
You'd be shocked at the results. But, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, because and you'll notice also when you start cooking or baking without gluten, wheat is so heavy. If it's heavy in a dish, imagine how heavy it is in your body.
Wow.
Exactly. I want to eat things that are light and fluffy and just, you know.
Light and fluffy.
Light. Yeah. Like
that's
a hog.
That sounds so sweet.
Yeah.
You know, light and fluffy.
So hopefully everyone's 2015 is off to a great start. This year feels different. That's good, though, in a different way.
It's the year of the Cylon gland.
Now it's just the year of the sheep in the Chinese astrology.
Oh. You hear what I said.
You take your pills.
It's the year of the Cylon gland. I'm sure,
so.
I'm sure you knew that. See, she knew it. She knows it.
Yeah. All right, good. So what else do you want to say?
I think we can wrap it up, unless you want to stay on longer.
No, I think that's good. All right, I think I'll give you our website if you want to reach us. We have two. One is noahzarhypnotherapy.com. The other is secondchancetransformationhypnotherapy.com.
Why don't you get in the numbers?
Sure. For Noah's Ark, 604-229-6440. Second Chance, 604-200-0841.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah, I know the phone number. You don't know by her.
I've got the number.
Yeah. Awesome. So have a great week. Happy again, 2015. We just had a full moon last week, so good things are happening for everyone.
And in the words of my Vulcan colleague, everyone, live long and prosper.
Join us next time for another exciting episode of the Second Chance Lifestyle Show, where we will continue to discuss the issues that are important to you and only you, no one else. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy, or check out our website at Second Chance Transformation Hypnotherapy.com. That's 2ND Chance. Or send us a tweet at Second Chance Hypno. So until next time, have an excellent life-changing week. And in the words of my Vulcan colleague, live long.